Now, earlier on, as I'd mentioned, I got to sit down with Professor Robert Blumenschein. South Africa's status as a major cradle in the African nursery of humankind has been reinforced with today's unveiling of Littlefoot, the country's oldest virtually complete fossil human ancestor. So Professor Blumenschein was just giving us more information about this reveal that is currently underway. It started just after 12 o'clock, and he's the chief scientist at the Paleontological Scientific Trust, also known as PAST. So tell us a little bit about Littlefoot.
Littlefoot is a remarkable fossil.
Mm-hmm.
It is the oldest human ancestor fossil from South Africa, and it is also by far the most complete skeleton of a human ancestor. In fact, it's virtually complete. And finding even isolated teeth or a fragment of a jaw is a wonderful find. But to find a virtually complete skeleton is marvelous. And then, of course, what makes it really an amazing scientific achievement is that it's taken over 20 years
yes.
from the time the first bones of the skeleton were recognized for it to be excavated, cleaned, reconstructed, cast, to get it to the point now where it can be unveiled in a completely reconstructed state to the public.
That's just incredible, because that means painstaking work over the years. So let's just go back a little bit in terms of how this find was made. It was purely by chance.
Well, it's some chance, but also a tremendous amount of anatomical skill
mm-hmm.
and curiosity, because Professor Ron Clark in 1994, he was looking in a box of fossils labeled monkey bones that had been removed from rubble, blasted out of a deep part of the Sterkfontein Caves
mm-hmm.
by lime miners in the 1920s. And he recognized that several of these bones were not monkey fossil bones, but in fact, human ancestor fossil bones.
Mm-hmm.
And so right there, you had the first hint that there's a tremendous amount of skill necessary behind this discovery. And then several years later, Professor Clark was looking in a different fossil store in a different box of bones, also labeled as other kinds of animals.
Mm-hmm.
And he found the bottom of the shin bone from the other side of the body, which he recognized to be a mirror image of the bottom of the shin bone he had found in 94,
wow.
and therefore likely the same individual. And from there, he took this bottom of the shin bone, which had a fresh break on it,
mm-hmm.
and asked two of his assistants to go down into the cave to see where they could locate on the intact deposit a place where this broken bone might fit onto. Because if they found this,
mm-hmm.
Professor Clark was certain that the whole skeleton must be lying underneath if you had two of the feet already.
Yes. Yes. Right. So the excavation happened on site.
Yes, it was on site. And that's another remarkable thing about this find, because all other of the finds of human ancestors from South Africa
mm-hmm.
Either come from material that had been blasted out of the cave or from very soft sediments. What made Littlefoot extremely challenging is that the skeleton was completely buried within a very hard concrete-like matrix called
yes.
breccia, yet the bones themselves were quite soft, flaky on the surface in many places,
ooh.
And prone to breakage. So excavation literally had to proceed using air scribes
mm-hmm.
on pneumatic drills with very fine points, literally removing the matrix grain by grain as they got close to the bones.
Unbelievable work, because that's like the pressure, as you said, is like concrete, and the bits are like what fragments and other bits of stone are like suspended in it. That must have been seriously painstaking work.
Yes, and which explains why it took 15 years just to expose the upper facing surfaces of the bones, mm-hmm. and then they had to be undercut and removed from the caves in blocks into the lab at Sterkfontein, where Clark and his assistant spent the next 5 years mm-hmm. removing the breccia from underneath and in between the bones, and then reconstructing them. So it's the sort of job that requires a tremendous amount of skill that few people in the world would have been able to do.
Right. Well, Professor Philip Tobias nicknamed this particular fossil Little Foot. But what is the structure of the four ankle bones that were initially found, and perhaps what we now know with the entire the bones that have been found put together? What does it tell us about our evolution and the place of Australopithecus, this particular ancestor?
Well, those are all extremely good questions. And what I do have to say is the detailed answers to those questions are going to have to await the very detailed analysis of the specimens that Professor Clark and his team of international experts mm-hmm. are now able to undertake now that the specimen has been cleaned and reconstructed. So what we have today, what makes today special is that this will be the first time that through the media, the general public around the world will have an opportunity to see the cleaned and reconstructed most complete fossil of an ancient human ancestor.
Hmm. Now, the role of PAST, because you are the chief scientist at PAST, and over the years, PAST has helped to support this effort. What has been PAST's role in exposing and these particular bone fragments?
Yeah, PAST has played an absolutely central role in it. In fact, PAST was founded in 1994 because excavations at Sterkfontein were threatened with closing down due mm-hmm. to lack of funds. And so some business people got together, raised funds to keep the research going. And although PAST mandate has expanded tremendously since then to cover the whole of the paleontological record across Africa and to have education and public understanding programs, the research at Sterkfontein and especially Ron Clark's work on the Littlefoot fossil have remained a central part of our mission.
So we must understand that without the kind of support that's come in for PAST, we might not have had this opportunity today.
Well, I think that's a very accurate statement. And PAST plays an important role because the South African government does provide good funding compared to certainly to other African countries for this kind of research. But what PAST is able to do is to raise funding from private sources, individuals, corporations, foundations. So providing a completely additional source of funding where we can do this kind of work, and critically, where we can sustain the funding mm-hmm. over long periods of time that are required to make marvelous discoveries such as Littlefoot.
Right. And what other projects are currently underway with PAST?
We're funding dinosaur research in Zimbabwe. We're funding fossil human ancestor work in Kenya and Tanzania, Stone Age excavations all over the continent. Plus, we have our Walking Tall educational theater project touring a number of countries, schools in the subcontinent. And we have a campaign called All From One, which uses an understanding of our shared origins to promote tolerance and respect of diversity and nature conservation.
Mm-hmm. Now, the significance of this find, especially when it comes to South Africa's heritage, you know, of late, there has been a focus, especially after Homo Naledi. We know the value of the Sterkfontein Caves and that, that area in general. But what does it do to this heritage and what we're finding in South Africa as far as the story of human evolution goes?
Yeah, well, Littlefoot underscores very, very well the fact that South Africa is one of the major cradles in our African nursery of humankind. And this is not just a simple academic and intellectual interest. But like we said, Littlefoot and all of the other fossils that have been found here and elsewhere on the subcontinent serve to tell us all that everybody comes from the same source. We have a common humanity. And because of this, we should not be focusing on the divisiveness we see around the world today.
Now, the dating of Littlefoot, it's quite ancient. 3.67 million years, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And yes, you're right. That is extremely ancient, making it the oldest by far fossil human ancestor known from southern Africa and comparable to some of the oldest fossils from East Africa. There are older ones from East Africa. You know, we're talking about, we're in the early stages of human evolution here, where there were perhaps a number of species existing at the same time, sometimes even in the same place on the continent.
Right. Oh, so a number of different species at the same time, at the same place.
In some cases, wow. Yes. And look, and the more finds that we make, the better our understanding of human evolution becomes. We have clearly very detailed and the broad outline anyway of human evolution. Certainly, our first upright walking ancestors originated on this continent from everything, from all evidence we've found so far, there has been a well-documented series of fossil finds which show that every single species in the lineage leading from our earliest upright walking ancestors to ourselves first appeared in Africa. And that goes for Homo sapiens ourselves. We first appeared in Africa some 200,000 years ago.
Wow, it's a heritage that we should all be proud of, and as, just as humanity, not just as South Africans. But there were papers that told us about how Littlefoot lived, that what we know about this Australopithecus species or specimen is that they walked upright. So part of the work now is piecing together even more understanding of how Littlefoot lived. Is that correct?
Well, yes, that is one of the major goals of the work that Professor Clark and his team are now focused on. And in the next couple of years, we're going to they plan a series of over 24 scientific publications, which will be telling us facts about the biology of one of our ancestors that we had not been able to talk about before simply because we have a complete skeleton for the first time.
Oh, incredible. To your entire team at PAST, Professor, thank you so, so much and congratulations, not just to your team, but also to that of Professor Ron Clark and everybody involved. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
Thank you.
Azania Mosaka on 702.
And that was Professor Blumenschein, who's been speaking this afternoon at this unveiling of Littlefoot. And he went on to say that now that Littlefoot has moved to a new home at Wits University from Sterkfontein Caves after over 3 6.6 million years. I mean, it's incredible. And the fact that they've worked on this just gradually, slowly taking their time over 20 years is just another remarkable effort from this team. But congratulations, certainly, to Professor Ron Clark, together with Stephen Mutsumi and Nkwane Molefe, because they were sent down to look at where these bone fragments were coming from, and the excavation began. And they were working on the side of a slope through rainy conditions. The bones were very soft and fragile. So it was delicate work that spanned 20 years. And wonderful that it had the backing and the support, financial support, of the past, the Paleontological Scientific Trust.